If you have lived in this world for quite some time, especially if you have started walking with God as a Christian, you would come to understand that this world is more than what we see, feel, touch, taste, and even experience. Life is far more than the things you see. There are invisible forces that are contending with us each and every day. Part of the things that are your responsibility as a Christian is to know how these invisible entities work against you and how you can fight against them. That's why the Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, when you read the verse 12, it says that we do not wrestle against flesh. Today, I want to show you three things that shows that you are under a demonic attack and how to prevent yourself from it. I would like you to consider sharing this particular video and then also liken it and to help this ministry. The first sign that shows that a person is under a demonic attack is what I call out of sight. In the book of Matthew, when you read chapter 12, verse 22, the Bible says, then a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute was brought to Jesus, and he healed the man so that he could speak and see. The two things that are notable here was the fact that the man could not speak, and then the next thing was that the man could not see. I have come to find out that one of the major signs that a person is under a demonic attack is when a person's sight is blinded. Do you know that what you see actually affects your life? We are made in a way that if we cannot see, we cannot have it. God had worked with Abraham for quite some time, but it looked like whatever God was saying was not coming to pass. And so when you read the book of Genesis chapter 15 and verse 5, the Bible says that God took him outside and said, now look at the heavens and count the stars. He says, if you can be able to count them, he said, so shall your descendants be. What God was doing was that he was making Abraham see. Because until you see it, you cannot have it. And the devil knows this. That is why he tries to blind you from seeing the good things that God has in store for you. In the book of Ezekiel, when you read chapter 40, verse 4, he said, the man said to me, son of man, see with your eye, hear with your ears, and give attention to all that I am about to show you. For you have been brought here in order to show it to you. Declare to the house of Israel what you see. Your visualization is what clarifies your stand in God. This is the reason why David prayed this prayer in the book of Psalms. When you read the chapter 119, the verse 18, he says, open my eyes so that I may behold your wondrous works. The man that was possessed was not only physically blind, but also spiritually blind. Are you spiritually blind? Can you see the things that God has given you? If you cannot see them, if your visualizations are wrong, it means that you are under a demonic attack. Open your eyes and let your eyes be enlightened to see the good things around you. Don't focus on the bad things. The second thing that shows that a particular person is under a demonic attack is what I call out of speech. In the book of Matthew, when you read the same account, chapter 12, verse 22, there were two notable things that the demon-possessed man manifested. The first one is his blindness or his sight. The second one is his inability to talk. In the book of Luke, when you read chapter 11, verse 14, there is another account of a demon-possessed person. The Bible says that, and he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. And when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. These are not just physical manifestations. These are also spiritual orders. There are some demons, when they come to you, the only thing they make sure that you experience is that you are muted. What I mean by being muted means that you are not able to use your mouth and your tongue well to pray. Anyone whose prayer life is attacked is muted. There are many Christians who are entangled with so much of the burden of this life that they don't have time to pray. The fact that you don't have time to pray is actually a sign that you are under a demonic attack. As long as your altar is always filled with the incense of fellowship and prayer, you are sure to cast out every demonic operation. The last sign that I would like to talk about is the sign that I call out of hearing. Did you know that hearing actually controls your ability to sustain your life's results? In Mark chapter 4, when you read verse 24, the Bible says that, "And he said unto them, take heed what you hear." He says, with the measure of what you hear, he says, it shall be measured unto you. To you that hear, more shall be given. What you hear really has a lot to do with what you become. Your faith is even built by what you hear. That is why in the book of Romans, when you read chapter 10, verse 17, he says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As long as you cannot hear what God is saying, your life will be out of order. May you be given the grace to sustain the ability to see good things, hear the word of God, and also be on your altar every day in prayer. Know that these three things, when it is taken away from you, is a sign that you are under a demonic attack. May God deliver you and save you from any demonic spell. In Jesus' name, amen.